Cherry firstly to reflect on Friday night, to come from behind twice is good, to concede two goals not so good obviously. How do you reflect on it overall?
Yeah, I think the goals we're conceding is definitely preventable. You know, we're watching them over, we're looking at them, and you know they're goals that we're making easy for opposition to score. You know, where we could be defending better, and hopefully we can going forward we can tighten up on that, because if we can tighten up and that league goals, then you know by all accounts we're scoring goals. We could win more games, so it's something that we need to look into and need to really work hard at. In terms of the performance, I thought we battled really hard. It's a tough night. To go there, they were always going to be looking for a reaction from their players from the previous results. We knew it was going to be a battle. We knew they would try and bully us and be physical against us, and I thought our boys stood up really well that, which is very pleasing. And also we've showed, you know, great character to come back from 1-0 down to 1-1 to 2-1 down to 2-2. You know, previous day I thought we were controlling the game, we were on top, and they've hit us with a sucker punch out of nothing, and obviously the boys put one in the top corner, which is, you know, in my opinion, probably unstoppable. But overall, listen, at the end we'll take a point, probably a fair result, and look forward and move on to the next game.
There's a stat I think about scoring the first goal in this league that if you don't get it often you only draw or lose. So when we're on top, is that a frustrating part that we don't get the first goal?
Yeah, it is, because that's you're controlling the game, and that's when you're on top of that, it's always good to get that goal and try and, you know, make sure you're playing on the front foot rather than the back foot. And I think we've been doing that, but we haven't been getting that first goal. We've been coming from behind in certain games. So again, it's something we need to improve on. You know, a sense we're getting better and stronger as the games come, as a team and as a group. So, and we're finding out more and more about one or two players as well, which is good. So listen, there's one or two who had maybe off nights. Ali Roy wasn't as potent self, you know. And he knows he didn't have an effective night, and hopefully we can get more out of him. Caelan McAleer was good in spells. Midfield three, I thought, done well. Overall, defensively, we weren't too bad. And I thought up top with Adam Morgan, I thought he was excellent the whole night in terms of his work rate and his shift. And you know, we've asked him to use his body a little bit more and hold it up and link things up, and I thought he'd done that really well.
That was one of the first times where the ball has just really dropped to him in the box, and you see what he can do when he gets it.
He's lethal, you know, and around the box he's lethal. He's, you know, we all know that anyway, but it's up to us to get them opportunities in around the box for him. He's got a knack for goals, he's got a knack for being in the right place at the right time, and I thought he took his goal really well. You know, it was just summed him up, and I thought he deserved it as well with his overall performance.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to Monday now, again another hard game, another away game. Pats are probably want more points on the board so far, and maybe a better team than their points show, so it's going to be difficult.
Again, yeah, I've said it before, it's like you look every fixture you play, every, you know, there's no easy games, there really isn't, and you know, you look at Bohemians have been beat by a short goal, you look at the weekend, Limerick got beat the week before by Derry, and obviously, you know, to go and play Cork, the league champions, and you know, by all accounts they deserve to win the game, you know, so it's the same. Pats, you know, obviously had a tight enough game against Shamrock Rovers, and you know, we're again by the report it was probably, you know, just edged by Shams. So we know we're going to go down there, they're going to be desperate to get points as well, as we are. We know it's going to be a tough game, and you know, we'll be prepared as much as we can, and hopefully go down there with a good attitude and a good mentality.
It's great to have a near full squad. It's probably helping you find out more about your best starting team, and it's kind of reflecting that in the last two selections seemingly as well.
Yeah, again, it's you know, the squad's good for these type of games, because it's coming thick and fast, and the recovery's less and less. You know, you're playing Friday, Monday, and on top of that, obviously, you know, the three games are away as well, which is not ideal in terms of travel and preparation. So it's important that we find the right blend and right players that's going to get us 90 minutes and obviously be efficient in terms of their play and getting about the pitch and their legs and stuff like that. So that's what we're looking at the minute. again, I thought, you know, we put an awful lot into the game and we probably sort of died the last 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Didn't think we finished as stronger as we had in previous games. So that could be down to, say, many factors in terms of, you know, the travel and the recovery in between games.